Chapter 7. The Valley of the Kings. Now the wedding was over, and it was time for the royal tour. Servants prepared the royal boat with food and wine. Then the pharaoh and his queen started their voyage along the river Nile. People waited for hours by the river to see the pharaoh and the new queen. The boat passed towns and villages, and the royal couple waved to the people. Many shouted greetings and threw flowers onto the boat. On the second day of the tour, the boat stopped near the Valley of the Kings. A royal servant was there, with two horses and a chariot.
"Come,"
Tutankhamun said to Ankhesenamun.
"We're going to visit my tomb. They are preparing it now."
They rode into the desert. Soon they came to a white valley. They stopped at the entrance to a long tunnel under the ground. There were smaller tunnels inside, and dark rooms with stone walls. Some of the rooms weren't ready yet. Slaves worked with big carts full of sand and stones.
"What are they doing?"
asked Ankhesenamun.
"They're preparing my tomb for the afterlife,"
replied Tutankhamun.
"Why is the tomb under the ground?"
asked Ankhesenamun.
"I like the pyramids better."
"Thieves steal from the pyramids,"
replied Tutankhamun.
"My tomb will be full of treasures and objects to use in the afterlife, and the thieves won't find them here."
"Will they bury me here too?"
asked Ankhesenamun.
"Yes,"
said Tutankhamun.
"I want to be with you forever."
Ankhesenamun was frightened in this dark place. She wanted to return to the boat. The royal couple were away for 3 weeks, and Rami had time to work on Horemheb's plan. One evening, he waited for the servants to go to bed, and then he locked the stable door. He examined a wheel on Tutankhamun's chariot and took a small peg from its place.
"Tutankhamun hunts in this chariot,"
he thought.
"The wheel will stay on at first, but then the chariot will go fast and it will fall and kill Tutankhamun. It's a brilliant plan."
2 weeks later, Tutankhamun returned to the palace. Rami waited and watched, but Tut was very busy with official business, and he didn't have time to go hunting.